Nolte, Trump trolls 75-year-old Bruce Springsteen with video of him knocked over from a golf ball. By John Nolte on May 21, 2025. Bruce Springsteen's recent pratfall is compared to Donald Trump's elegant and powerful golf swing in a video posted by the U.S. president on Wednesday. Last week, the former rock star and aging activist did what the left has been doing for over a decade now. Shattered another norm by attacking Trump on stage in a foreign country. Ranting like a Thanksgiving guest from hell, the boorish 75-year-old had a temper tantrum in front of a Manchester crowd who came to hear his hits, not his fits. There's some very weird, strange and dangerous shit going on out there right now. In America, they are persecuting people for using their right to free speech and voicing their dissent. This is happening now. In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now. In my country, they're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. They are abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those struggling for their freedom. They are defunding American universities that won't bow down to their ideological demands. They are removing residents off American streets and, without due process of law, are deporting them to foreign detention centers and prisons. This is all happening now. A majority of our elected representatives have failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government. They have no concern or idea of what it means to be deeply American. The America I've sung to you about for 50 years is real, and regardless of its faults, is a great country with a great people. So we'll survive this moment. Now, I have hope, because I believe in the truth of what the great American writer James Baldwin said. He said, "In this world, there isn't as much humanity as one would like, but there's enough. Let's pray." Can you believe he did that to a captive audience? What a jerk. The following day, Trump responded to the dried-out prune Springsteen because Trump is not the usual GOP cuck who rolls over in the face of smears. The following day, Springsteen gave the same boorish speech to another crowd in a foreign country. So now Trump has done exactly what we all voted for. Lifted the feud from DEFCON 4 to DEFCON 3 with that pratfall video, which is a real video. Springsteen really did have this "I've fallen and I can't get up" moment 2 years ago in Amsterdam. This is Trump at his best, being ruthless with the truth against an entitled leftist accustomed to getting away with saying whatever he wants without facing repercussions because his tribe, especially the media, protects him as a precious. But Trump doesn't play by those rigged rules. Instead, he's making Springsteen pay a well-deserved price for his un-American behavior. Attacking the president in a foreign country. That humiliating video will now go super viral. What's more, it will become part of Springsteen's legacy. People will throw the video in his face at every turn. Trump is a genius at exploiting the primary weakness of his political opponents. And in Springsteen's case, it's his vanity, his determination, with all the plastic surgeries and hair dye, to deny he's an old man. Like David Letterman, Springsteen has disappointed many of us by proving he has no class and has sold out entirely to the elite establishment. He's also the one who started it. Did I mention that this is what I voted for? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.